All of these books are useless. I am going to wear my finger down raw flipping through all these pages. How can the biggest magic library in the city not have one single recipe for a love potion? I can't be the only one in history that wants someone to fall in love with me. Can I? That's impossible. There has to be something. Somewhere. I just have to keep looking. This is gonna take forever. I mean, the recipe is here somewhere. I just wish, I don't know, I could make it appear right in front of me, right now. I'm so frustrated. I just wanna hit something. Where is that book? Oh, what the heck? Stupid book just fell on my head from the top shelf. Ow. It was super thick too. I am going to rip that thing to shreds, I swear to. An all-in-one handbook for Lovesick Witch. This isn't a fiction book, right? Hold on. What's this? Aphrodite's Elixir? Excessive positivity, openness to communication, high adrenaline, and an overwhelming sense of romantic interest in the first person they lay their eyes on. This is it. This is exactly what I'm looking for. What are the ingredients? Do I have them? There's only three. Water, nightshade, and one strand of hair. Well, I can certainly get all three of those. But I don't deceptively simple. How could I have missed such a basic formula this entire time? Well, this book does look old, so it must be reliable, right? Oh wow. There are so many more recipes in here. One for making someone sleepy. One for relieving pain. I think I'll take this old tome with me. It might prove useful down the line. Okay. He should be sitting around here somewhere. Anytime. I've already gotten his favorite drink from the tavern and spiked it with Aphrodite's elixir. Now, all I have to do is find some way to swap it with his. and it'll be perfect. He might even ask to hold my hand. Or even kiss me. Right. Okay, I've got to focus. I can't draw too much attention to myself either. Or else, people will get suspicious. I already look like a weirdo over here laughing to myself. But I'm so excited. Gonna scoot on over there. Hey, fancy meeting you here. Taking a little drink break. You're so funny. Yeah, me too. Sorry, I just saw you sit down and thought I would come say hi. Even though it's a little embarrassing being seen having a drink in the middle of the day. Am I right? I crack myself up sometimes. So, what drink is that? No way. That's my favorite. It's your favorite too? Wow. We are so perfect for each other. It's almost like we are the same person or something. That's not true. We have tons in common. Like, we both like to breathe air a lot. Big spider on the wall. Oh, I'm so stupid. That's just a plant. It looked like a spider for a second. Maybe I need to get my eyes checked, right? I'm so silly. Anyways, do you want to play a game with me? It's called Who Can Drink That Drink the Fastest. I'm not very creative with naming things, but at least the name tells you everything you need to know about the actual game. Come on, it'll be fun. I'll tell you what. If you can beat me, I'll pay for all of your drinks today. Pinky promise. Yes. Yes, I'm serious. You know why? Because I know I'll beat you, mister. Nobody outdrinks me. Nobody. See? Now you're getting into the competitive spirit. Nothing like a little trash talk to get you all riled up. Come on. Let's do it. You ready? All right. On the count of three. One. Two. Three. I win. And not just because I emptied my glass out faster. Wait. What are you looking at? Hey, what are you doing at our table? Go away. We don't want anything. We're gonna leave now. Here. With the drinks. Yes, we're leaving. Let's go of a final warning. This did not go as planned. I need to look at that tomb again. There has to be something that can reverse this. Okay. It looks like the earliest solution is to brew up a short-term memory version. It removes all memories from the past 12 to 24 hours. It uses a lot of really valuable ingredients, though. This is gonna put a serious dent in my supply. Woke up to our table right at the wrong time. None of this would have happened. It should have been me. Me. Not her. I'm getting so mad thinking about it. I can't bear the thought that you submitted. I have to fix this right now. I don't care what kind of ingredients it takes. Okay. Now, where do I keep my golden truffles? Who the hell? I'm working on something here. Hello. No. I can't say I've seen him anywhere. Nope. Have you checked over in Starfall Quarry? I hear you. You're welcome. I hope you find him soon. It was just... Is that a basket of golden truffles? You go out and pick them every once in a while. I see. They are hard to find, but worth a ton. They're also very, very heavy. Why don't you leave them here with me for a while? while you go look for him. I'll keep them safe for you. You wouldn't want one falling out while you're searching, would you? No problem at all. Bye now. I got my golden truffles. Sucker. If she comes back and notices one's missing, I'll just convince her she's miscounted. Nosy rat. I can't believe he chooses to spend his time with such boring girls when I'm right in front of him. It's honestly unbelievable. Whatever. That's all about to change. Soon enough, he won't be able to be without me for even a second. Alright. In you go, my precious. And now, that should be a perfectly brewed memory wipe potion. I'll just take one scoop. Should be plenty. Now, let me head to my chamber and set this right. My darling. Are you awake? Sorry. I know that sleep-inducing formula is quite potent. Oh, you're awake. Good. Forget about that waitress already. You don't even know her name. No, I guess it's not unlike you to divert your attention to girls who have absolutely no substance whatsoever. Hey, you don't get mad with me. You're not allowed to do that. Not after you shunned me, ignored me, talked to anyone but me. I was trying to be gentle. I really was. And ease you into falling in love with me, like you should. But would foil my plans. Me staring right at her. Right when you should have been staring at me. No matter. I have just the things here to make you understand that we're meant to be together. Let me cup your chin. Now, open your mouth. Oh, you really want to disobey the girl who has tied you up? Have you forgotten that I'm a witch? I could do things to you that you can't even imagine. Good boy. Now, have a taste of this. Swallow it. Did it work? down. I can explain everything. Okay. I can't explain everything. But just drink this potion. It'll be fine. Trust me. Here, let me cup your chin again and just take a nice big sip. Hey! Don't struggle. Just let me make you fall in love with me. Come on, drink the potion. Drink it. I didn't know you could be more beautiful to me than you already did, but somehow, you're the most exquisite thing I've ever laid my eyes upon. You're like an angel. Oh God, I didn't know I could be in love. We'll be together forever from now on. I don't care who tears us apart or tries to. You're mine and mine only. You know, I don't really think I realize how much I loved you before. Now it's all so clear that you're meant to be mine.